Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today, we'll be talking to Professor Adrian Puren, the Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. He sent through a recording for us today asking the question, can you get COVID-19 after you have been vaccinated?
My name is Adrian Puren. I'm the Acting Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Today's topic is about breakthrough infections. So when we first came across SARS-CoV-2, the beginning of last year, this was a virus that we've never seen before. So we didn't have any immunity to that particular virus, although we know that this virus belongs to other families, and we thought that there may be some cross-reactivity or cross-protection, but we know now that that's not necessarily the case. Of course, we were also caught flat-footed in that we thought that this virus would behave like influenza virus, but in fact it's a very different virus, of course. It is more transmissible. It causes more severe disease, and as we know, that there's also a higher degree of mortality or death as a result of this particular virus. We've gone through three waves now, and we're expecting our fourth wave. And as you know, with each wave, we've seen a high degree of hospitalizations, high number of cases, and deaths. And something that we've really had to get used to, of course, is the so-called non-pharmaceutical interventions. And those were the only ways in which we could certainly protect ourselves, and that meant the so-called physical distancing, the wearing of masks, ventilation, for example, hand hygiene. Those are the sort of efforts that we could certainly introduce and try and manage this particular infection. However, it's difficult to do that with the non-pharmaceutical interventions. And so really what we are left with, in fact, to try and really limit transmission and have some degree of control of our lives, is really vaccines. And it was quite a remarkable period of time when, for the first time in a short space of time, in fact, from the point of identifying that vaccine in terms of that virus to vaccine development, was really a few months. It was really the first vaccines were the Pfizer and the Moderna mRNA vaccines. And these vaccines were shown to be very safe and very effective, and about 95% effectiveness, which was quite, or efficaciousness, which was quite remarkable. So these vaccines are protective, certainly, but they're not fully protective. And as I said, I mentioned the figure of 95%, for example, and that was quite, as I said, quite high for a vaccine. So what are breakthrough infections? Breakthrough infections are infections that occur after 14 days of a vaccination, where a person will present with the typical signs and symptoms in the main, and you can then do a PCR or antigen test to show, in fact, that you have been infected by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Of course, you can have asymptomatic infections or breakthrough infections, and again, one may not necessarily know about those. The types of infections that you can have, of course, are really milder infections as a result of being vaccinated. However, some people can have more severe disease, and the severe disease can ultimately lead to hospitalizations and death. However, when you compare the infections and hospitalizations in vaccinated individuals, the rate of those should be far less. And this has been demonstrated in the UK, Israel, and other places, where in fact the rates of infection and hospitalizations are much less than in vaccinated individuals. So there's still a great deal of protection by these vaccines. We do know, however, that the Delta variant is somewhat different, and I think that there's good evidence to show that, in fact, although there is a high level of protection, especially when you take those two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, that you may still have a more severe disease outcome despite being vaccinated. But I think overall, the vaccines should protect against variants. So my key message here is that if you have access to the vaccines, please make sure that you are vaccinated, because it certainly protects you against severe disease and hospitalizations and death. Certainly, there are asymptomatic infections, and that's something that we cannot manage. And if you do receive, for example, the Pfizer vaccine, that in fact you do have both vaccines shots, because it's certainly certain that is the most effective way in which the vaccine will protect you.